As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is it Saquon? Is he the man? He was the man last year. What a season. And now he is on the Madden cover. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Right, coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to air for you the first Vic Fangio press conference in a while. Has he spoken this offseason? Maybe I missed one, or I haven't. I've just kind of been in the Super Bowl, you know, we're all kind of Super Bowled up, and I can't remember a Vic press conference. When was the last time we heard him talk?
It's been a minute.
I thought he talked to what did he say to John Clark?
Well, no, he spoke he was at the Phillies game, right? He spoke to John Clark. But I mean like a press conference setting. I think it's been a while.
Yeah, no, definitely it's been a long time for them.
I mean, it may have been Super Bowl week, and we've heard him speak here and there since, right? He's a Super Bowl champion defense coordinator.
He talked about losing a lot of the players on defense,
yes.
I think, with Clark. That was the only time we heard from Fangio.
Right, okay, so today's a big day then. I mean, Elliot last week called Kevin Petullo's press conference a big press conference. I wouldn't call this a big one, but it's certainly an interesting one.
You want to hear what he got to say.
Yeah, well, especially
about your boy.
About your boy.
Yeah.
Bryce Huff.
See what he said about Bryce.
What do you think he's going to say, if you had to guess?
In some way, he's going to say he didn't fit the scheme. And, you know, we did what was
wish
best
him well.
For him.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
He's going to take the high road.
Yeah. All right, Hugh, before we get to the Vic Fangio press conference, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Because we didn't get to clue number two in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay. This is the iconic 80s classic. It was an iconic 80s classic sci-fi.
All right, so we have a video game as clue number one.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
They're your clues.
Sci-fi. I should have said sci-fi classic, but I wrote it wrong.
Mm. You know, this happens when you have a great Hughes Clues day. The next day doesn't.
You were due for a downer. Today was a fade you day.
Yeah, I bet against you as soon as I woke up. That was easy.
I need to be more consistent.
You're like Jalen. Once in a while, you have a great game.
I knew when I walked into that.
Yesterday was your Super Bowl game for Jalen.
Yep. And today
I'm nutting up.
Today's like the Panthers game.
Yeah, not great. We still could win, and we've got to get through it a victory here, but it's not your best. All right, so there's two clues for you. Clue number one, video game. Clue number two, iconic 80s sci-fi game.
Sci-fi classic.
Okay, there we go. We got it all out. All right, and here's where you're playing. This is a really cool prize we're giving away this week. You're playing today for a pair of tickets to see A Championship Season, which is a production from the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films that came together to create this special concert hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. So it's on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia, giving away a pair of tickets to that today. Vic Fangio coming up here, and then we'll get back to everyone's take on Jalen. And really, it's more about Saquon. It's become Jalen. I mean, Hugh Douglas forced me into this debate about Jalen Hurts. I'm talking about Saquon. I want to run the football at the same frequency or close to it they did last year. It's just tough for me, Hugh, to look at the team and say, this is what won. This is what was the best in the NFL. And now let's change it. Like, I can't imagine going back in time and watching the 97 Broncos say, let's run Terrell Davis less next year. We just were the best team in the NFL because he was the best player. Let's do it less. It's not for me to say, hey, Marshawn Lynch is Seahawks. Let's run the ball less. I want to do the same thing until someone stops it.
See, here's the thing. I think that what you have to be, I guess this is how I look at it. You can still do all of that you want to do, but you have to be more creative in the ways that you get to that. Okay, we know that the run game is our bread and butter.
Yep.
Okay, but going into the game, how am I going to make the running game pay huge dividends for us if I know they're putting 8-9 in the
All
box?
All right, let's get to Vic Fangio.
Competition.
It's competition that, you know, it's going to take a training camp, a few preseason games to sort out. And Tristan's in that too.
What do you like about what are the pros for Sidney going in as in terms of having the experience that he has? How does that help him?
Well, his experience came in 23. You know, last year at this time he wasn't doing anything and didn't do anything really till the middle of October. So he lost all the this time of year, training camp, early part of the season, and really never got many reps with us defensively. He did play in the last game against the Giants and did fine. But, you know, it's a new system from what he had in 23. So, yes, he's sitting in meetings, but that only goes so far. You got to get out there and experience it and build on it. And he lost that last year. So that he's going through that process now, and he's doing fine.
You mentioned Jihad. Also, N'Kobe's got a difficult rehab. So, Trot, you started with Trot. How are you going to work that until those guys are ready? And does Zach play Mike in that situation?
Yeah, well, Zach can play either spot. Again, that will just like with Cooper, wherever we need him the most, what's best for the team, which will be determined some by who the next guy is, until N'Kobe comes back, which, you know, he won't be back for a while. You know, we'll that'll be TBD, you know. That'll be a good question after two preseason games.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does. I just think he would do very well in there. How many you guys? We played 21 games last year. How many base snaps do you guys think we played?
20%.
75.
75?
No, you're way off.
30.
10%.
15% around.
Yeah, about 160 total.
So is that part of your like philosophy of having like your five best defensive backs out there in the secondary, no matter?
Well, in last year's case, we evolved to that because once Cooper started to play very well, it got him on the field more. It was a much better fit for our edge guys. They could play nickel end instead of having to play 3-4 outside backer. So at last year, it was a good fit for where we were personnel-wise. This year, that could change.
Where did you factor into the decision to have Jordan Davis pick up his fifth-year option? And what does he need to do in his fourth year to warrant that decision?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. You know, that's how he's. But Jordan last year, I would say the last 7 or 8 games, including the playoffs, played very well down the stretch. And I think that's carried over into this offseason, and I anticipate it carrying over into the season. I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
You don't typically see that. Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. Just, you know, it's for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
How is Davis involved as a pass rusher?
How
is he involved as a pass rusher?
He got better towards the those last 7 or 8 games. He really did. And you saw it in practice first, you know. Unlike a lot of people think you don't need practice, you do need practice. And he showed it in practice first, and then it carried over into the games. And so I think he realized that, felt it, felt good, and he's just carried it over all offseason.
In terms of Jalen Carter,
Jalen played over 1,000 snaps last year. On the offensive side of the ball, Nick's gotten questions about, you know, Saquon's usage, heavy usage last year. Is that something you have to consider going forward with him and you're making sure that, you know, he's able to play at a high level, not putting too many snaps on?
Well, in Jalen's case, the two plays he had at the end of the Rams game, which everybody has alluded to many times, those were his 68th and 69th snaps in that game.
Obviously he showed that he was well-conditioned last year. I just mean from the perspective of, you know, long-term, if he's playing an extreme number of snaps every year, do you worry that his performance can drop off?
He's still a young pup.
And to follow up on that, in terms of Jalen Carter, year three, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was in a complimentary fashion, in a sense to say that he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Sky's the limit. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the point he's trying to make. I do think Jalen, the good news about Jalen is twofold. One, he played very well for us last year. And two, he can still improve a lot.
What did you see? You've had Ringo for a full year now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about, you know, his skill set to play the outside, and where does he still need to improve?
He just needs reps. You know, he needs to learn to play the game. And that comes with reps. And, you know, to quote Nick, said in a meeting recently, repetition is the burden of leadership. It's up to us to get him enough reps in practice, expose him to all the things he needs to be exposed to so he can play a full NFL game. When I say full, not physically, conditioning-wise, but be a competent corner throughout a full game and a full season.
Nick, how much did depth have to do with the defense's success last year, and do you think you have that same depth going into this season?
It's too early to say. I mean, I look at it, and I told the players this. I look at this year very similar to last year in that at this time last year, you know, we had a lot of turnover in personnel from the previous year. You know, you had Bond. Nobody knew what he was at this point last year. You had Nakobe, who hadn't played any meaningful NFL football in his first 2 years. You had Oren Burks, who we had just signed. You had Isaiah Rogers, who we had just signed. You had Ojomo, who didn't play hardly at all his rookie year. You got Nolan, who didn't play hardly at all his rookie year. We got Chauncey back. We drafted Q, Cooper, Jalix. You know, we had a lot of, you know, question marks at that time, or you didn't know. You know, this year, those names are replaced. Ringo, Adoree, Sidney, McCollum, Ojulari, Uche, Byron Young, Gabe Hall, Booker, Jihad, you know, all the draft picks, Makuba, Robinson, you know, Smile, and then the rest of the rookies. Some of those guys in that second list have to become like those guys in the first list. And I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I look at it really basically the same one year to the next. The names have changed. Hopefully we'll get the same results from these new guys that we got from a lot of the new guys last year.
What were your thoughts on trading CJ?
That was a salary cap type thing, and how he made that decision, I was fine with it.
With Drew Makuba, we talked about Cooper's versatility. Played a lot of slot earlier in his career. Do you see that kind of versatility at least?
We haven't yet, only because we focused him on at safety right now. But we're well aware that he played it in college and might have some ability there too.
Given all that turnover that you talked about, of the three levels of the defense, is there one
area where you keep you up most at night, or where you're most curious about what the answers are going to be?
No, really, it's all of them, you know, because, you know, until N'Kobe comes back, which won't be anytime soon, you know, you got that to fill. We got to get guys in our edge rotation, you know, minus the guys we lost last year. You got to replace Milt, you know, and his snaps, which I think will be done with guys we already had here, you know, with the addition of Robinson. You know, obviously, got to have a starting safety, a starting corner. So it's kind of spread equally. They all matter.
We've heard the anecdote of you bringing the team together, or the defense together, rather, to review the second half of the Super Bowl. Why was that important to you that day to do that?
That was fake news. Yeah. Never did that. I actually brought them together on that day to compliment them on how well they played in the Super Bowl. There was not a negative word spoken.
Glad to clarify that.
Huh?
I'm glad to clarify that.
Fake news.
Thanks, guys.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, there it was, the Vic Fangio press conference. You, the first time we heard from Vic in a long time. You know, it's been so long, I didn't even realize he was being asked about CJGJ. That trade felt like it's a long time ago, but that was obviously this offseason. Asked about that. He called that a salary cap thing, which is an interesting way to frame it.
Yeah, and he said he was cool with it. That's another way. That's something else that stepped out to me.
A couple other things I thought there, and you guys can react with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, he was asked about Cooper DeJean, right? The role he's going to play and versatility. And he talked about, you know, base versus, when they have three corners out there. But he referenced that he could be good at corner or safety.
I peeped that out.
We haven't associated with Cooper with safety probably since last year, right? Because he played nickel, and then in OTAs we heard he was playing outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Cooper DeJean could play everywhere this year.
Well, it sounds like it to me. It sounded like he might have to play out of necessity. because it's almost like, as of right now, nobody, he's not comfortable
with
the other safeties out there right now. And, you know, he said when Sidney Brown is still working off an injury or whatever. So,
and Makuba's a rookie.
Yes. So Vic is basically covering his bets. He's CYA-ing right now because he's like, hey, Coop has the skill set. He could do this. Let's see what he could do. So now you have somebody back there that's as versatile as he is, yep, can play the slot, can play corner, can play safety. You know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good for Coop.
Well, it's great to have a player like that. A couple other things. This was injury related. Now, Vic's not going up there giving injury reports, but he does kind of give you a sense of when he expects players back that are coming off of injury. And he said twice, N'Kobe won't be back for a while, which shouldn't be surprising. He got himself hurt in the playoff game. We know it's a severe knee injury, so not sure when we see N'Kobe. But he did, and this kind of fits to everything we've heard, he did give a rough timeline on when Jahad Campbell's going to get on the practice field. He said he's with the inside linebackers,
yeah,
and we won't see him on the practice field until sometime in August. This all speaks to, I don't believe Jahad Campbell, their first round pick, is going to be on the field week one. It seems very unlikely.
It doesn't seem like they're going to slow play him, do everything that they possibly can to get him healthy as they possibly can before they stick him out there. I think that's smart.
I do too.
You know, because when you talk about where he was drafted and where he was projected and where he was drafted, you know, a lot of teams passed on him because he was injured. So, yeah, you want to protect your asset as much as you possibly can.
He also spoke of the defense. He said it's similar to last year, and he kind of alluded to a work in progress. They have a lot of new faces. They have to incorporate a lot of new people. I mean, he said things like this last year, and it took them about a month, and then they became the best Eagles defense we ever saw. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. On all things, the offense, Saquon, do they need another great Saquon season? You can react to Vic Fangio with us.
Well, you notice at the end, or was it, I think it was Jalix Hunt who said Fangio made him watch the second half of the
season. So that's
who was
talking about the fake news?
Yeah.
I think Jalix embellished the story.
Yep. And now when people tell us that Joe Montana wasn't very good, the rest of the day?
Fake news.
Oh, we have it now. We have
for real. That's what people call it saying.
Well, I mean,
did
you miss that?
Have you been?
No, I'm saying. I mean, like texting you, you know, because a lot of times you get a lot of heat on
I think
text
one,
line.
One's enough. Okay, one Joe Montana's enough. All right, let's
two today.
Yeah, well, let's go to the next guy that might do something like that. OG Wade up. OG, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How we doing?
Good, man. I'm just listening to you guys, and you're cracking me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like what both of you guys, or all three of you guys, are saying. But it seems to me that y'all still don't understand what type of player Jalen Hurts is. We still saying he lacks this, he lacks that. We all know that every player in the NFL will get better as time go on. They should. Okay, so we do know Jalen will get better at whatever it is that he's lacking or he's weak at. But what y'all don't realize is that no one dictates to the Eagles how they're going to beat you that day, because that's what makes this team so special. They can beat you in a multitude of ways, meaning if we want to beat you running the ball, we can beat you that way. We want to beat you throwing the ball, we can beat you that. That's the one thing that defensive coordinators hate the most, because most defensive coordinators come in every game, every week, to shut your run down, make you one-dimensional. You can't do that with the Eagles. So that's the beauty about where we are. So in terms of Saquon getting the ball more, or should we stay with that, the smart thing would be to stay with what works. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not try to stamp a label on how this offense needs to evolve. The offense will evolve according to how the defenses are playing you and what Jalen Hurts, because obviously y'all already know this. Jalen Hurts makes the last call when the offensive play is made, because he's got to count up what's in the box, what's not in the box.
Right, but he's reacting to the defense.
Right. But when I hear you, Joe, and I hear Spike say that the Eagles took the ball out of Jalen Hurts, actually has the ability to check to a pass and play if he wants to.
Right, but he's not going to put them in a bad play against numbers in the box.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Right. So
right, exactly. So what I'm saying is that when you see all these quarterbacks throwing the ball a lot, those guys don't have no Super Bowls. They've never been to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen ain't never sniffed the Super Bowl.
Well, that's not true.
Lamar Jackson ain't never sniffed the Super
Bowl. Well,
No, he did not sniff it.
I mean, sniff it means you're close.
Field, you ain't sniffed it.
Okay. But the point is, do they need a great Saquon to win next year? That's all. Yes.
I think they do.
Okay,
yes.
So we're on the same page.
Now, I don't need the great. I think the great that Saquon gave us this year or last year was like overkill. That was like icing on the cake. You don't need that type of. You need Saquon to do what you know Saquon is capable of doing, and that's you got to understand this guy is getting 4 yards before he's even touched. So it's not going to be hard for him to have another great year.
I agree. As long as he's healthy, I think he'll be great. But, OG, you would see the same thing I do. When they run the ball, they win. When they throw the ball a lot, they don't win at the same clip.
Oh.
What's true?
Absolutely. And no team does.
Right. So
no team does.
Well, that's why I like the way the offense ran last year. I like that. I thought Jalen played well and Saquon ran well.
And I want them to go back and do the same. Yeah, I do too. And I want them to do the same thing. Now, if a team is good enough, which I haven't seen them yet, to make us do something different, then I'll do something different.
See,
and
football
we
guys. Me and OG Wade,
it,
football
so.
Guys, we see the similar. Hugh over here. He wants to throw the ball around the yard.
He ain't no football guy. Yeah. He ain't no football guy. He ain't never played this game.
I ain't paying attention to Nantu, y'all.
OG, appreciate it. Him and I haven't agreed in a long time. That was fun. It was different.
Yeah, but you, okay.
Well, we came to an agreement. I got it.
Yeah, I'll let y'all have that. I'm not going to.
What do you got to say?
I ain't going to even bust y'all, bubble.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. You got something to say.
I mean,
like you and OG, like, I'm going to let y'all have y'all moment. But y'all talking like you have to prepare for the inevitable. You have to prepare for all contingencies. So basically, y'all saying the way y'all talking, y'all like, hey, don't worry about the passing game. We'll worry about that bridge when we cross to it. No, good teams usually they usually cut that off at the pass and make sure that they're prepared for it when the team tries to stop.
So I want to be prepared. No question. And last year I'm sure we were prepared to run. But what did we do the first 4 weeks? We threw it. And then we shifted.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to go in this year and say I'm going to run. And if I have to shift to the past, I'll shift.
And I think the reason why we did that is because we went into it thinking one thing. And Green Bay kind of threw a monkey wrench because they came after us a little bit on those first couple of plays. So we did what was necessary to evolve and adapt. And it might be that way this year. But the bottom line is this. In order to have the success that we had last year, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to incorporate more of the passing game into the evolution of this team.
Don't like it.
I mean, it's the fact. Nobody's going to let you beat them the same way you beat them the year before.
I'm not sure
That's
about that.
That's the evolution of the NFL.
Well, now, I agree. They won't let you. But the Eagles might just be so much better up front with a great running back that no one can stop them consistently. And I know you said the Chiefs did, right? That's one game.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone could stop this running game if the Eagles put their mind to it over the course of a full season.
Yeah, and you're right, Joe, but still you have to be prepared for it, and you have to prepare like the other teams are preparing to stop that.
Yeah, I hope Petullo and Sirianni are ready.
You can't go into it and say, oh, we ran the ball so well last year, we ain't got to worry about the contingencies. Mm. No, you have to prepare for all of that.
215-592-9494. For your phone calls on all this, do the Eagles need a great version of Saquon, last year's version of Saquon, to be a great team again? We also want to get to some of the best audio from yesterday when we were at the Brian Dawkins golf outing, including something Vic Fangio just agreed with. Vic Fangio was asked about something said by Jeremiah Trotter Sr. yesterday on the afternoon show, and he agreed with it. Also, something BG said with us about Jalen Hurts. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And guesses for Hughes Clues. We got to give away this prize here, a pair of tickets, see a championship season at the Mann Center. And it's hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th. It's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Vic Fangio. Just got a chance to hear him for the first time all offseason. A lot of things to take away from his press conference, including I wrote so many things down. I even had this one I forgot to mention last time, but he has said he had no comment on why it took Jordan Davis some time to get himself in a full shape last season. He did compliment him, said by the end of the season he was playing very well, which he was, but he said he didn't have a comment on that. So that's interesting as we get set for the Eagles to go into more OTAs and, of course, mini camp and then training camp this summer. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones here, and then we'll let you hear a couple things from yesterday at the Brian Dawkins Golf Ad, including what BG said to us and something said on the afternoon show that Vic Fangio agreed with a few minutes ago. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Well, hey, Will.
Oh, man. Listen, I just want to ask a quick question.
Okay.
Because I'm getting tired of hearing this comparison, right? Which one would you rather identify your legacy, right? The best one with the most stats or the most wins?
Well, I'd rather win. I mean, I'd rather win.
Okay, then. So why every time we compare these stat dudes to a winner, why is it every time y'all always rolling with the stat dudes? Them stats don't mean nothing, man. The reason why you play the game is to be a champion.
Sure.
Not
but
a stat, not a stat stacker.
But the wins are more of a team stat. The stats are more of an individual thing.
The stats help you win.
All right, so you're saying it's more than – well, you got to say that about everybody you keep putting over Jalen. Because it's not just them winning. They're winning as a team.
Of course.
Am I right?
Of course. Well, yeah. Goodness. But we all agree the Eagles have the best overall team. That's part of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say this. I'm going to get into my – I just want to cook for a minute,
okay,
right?
Yeah, I got to cook sometimes.
Yeah, go for it. Cook. Okay.
Let me cook, baby. Now, this is my thing, right? Mm-hmm. We all remember that collapse of the season, right?
2 years ago, yes, unfortunately.
So that was because they lost the fight. They didn't have no more bite. They all was ego-tripping. And guess what? They stopped the run. And we realized that with Swift. They stopped it. They finally figured out how to stop it, and that ended our season. So we're not going to do that again. So just like what you're saying, Hugh, I'm right with you. And I'm right with you too, Joe. Listen,
I want us to improve our run game. That's why we got Dillon. That's why, guess what? Remember y'all when y'all kept saying, that dog ain't going to hunt, Will? They bring him back to fullback. So maybe they bring back
They bring him back to fullback.
Well, Hugh hung out with the fullback. Weren't you hanging out with Van Sumeren this weekend?
Yeah, I did. Me and Van was hanging out this weekend.
Big fullback guy, Hugh Douglas.
See the future now?
And they're going to,
are you saying I'm easily impressed?
I wrote this down too. They're going to put a different formation in there where it's going to keep the defense guessing. So guess what? That's going to open the whole game up for everybody to eat this season. But guess what? This is going to be a Jalen season, man. Because after this season, when he put all this to rest about the passing, he can't do this, he can't do that. He turned the ball over too much. He's going to show you that he's going to evolve into the complete quarterback. And like I said before, the star has fallen, the eagle has risen, baby. We're the new American team. And guess what? You put me on point because you say I'm ready. And that's just like Jalen Hurts. He's always ready. No matter how many offensive coordinators he got a vote to, he always makes sure he comes through when it counts. Guess what? We are the team to beat. We are a new American team, baby. And guess what? Ain't nobody getting in our way. Saquon's going to have a great season. Dillon, AJ, Smith, everybody contributing to this run, baby. We on the roll. And ain't nobody going to stop us or beat us but us. We are the best team in the league, and we want to continue to show it. Here comes the trilogy. Here comes the dynasty. Because we got the best coaches in the league also. And all I need is for this offensive coordinator to do his job. If he's doing his job like last season, that's wrong. Here comes a repeat, baby. And that's what we have to do. And the same thing with the Phillies. I want y'all to start chiming in and start hitting and start moving it around, baby. But guess what? I'm going to end it with this, baby. We are the best in the league. And guess what? Jalen beat all the elite quarterbacks that you're talking about. And now I want to give my guess, baby.
What do you got? What's the video game?
Oh, man, listen. I was thinking back, and I noticed. Oh, man, if this is not it, I'm going to be so upset. This was one of them games you talked about, Hugh. Sci-fi. Gallagher?
Gallagher?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not it, Will.
Good guess,
Will,
though.
Appreciate it.
Did I give him hope by repeating
you
it?
Did.
I'm
you,
sorry,
you
but
did.
I just wanted to make sure I heard what he said.
That was a cliffhanger for him. He was sitting there like, I got it! And then you're like, nah, sorry, actually.
Nah, it wasn't that.
You know what I love about Will and that phone call?
What's that?
We haven't had a football game here for 4 months. And Hugh just, Will just went on for 2.5 minutes about how this is, it's Jalen's time. And it's Saquon's
Will
time.
Will rises to the occasion.
He does. You put that music on. He's ready to roll here. All right, let's grab, before we grab our next call, Hugh, why don't you give out another clue here? Clue number 3 for Hugh's clues.
This game is exclusive to Nintendo. Okay. Or was exclusive to Nintendo.
All right, so what do we have? We have a video game.
Yes.
80s sci-fi.
80s sci-fi classic.
And exclusive to Nintendo.
Yes.
Okay. How you feeling about the clues so far?
I feel good.
Do you think you people agree? Or
You people never agree with me.
No, they gave you credit yesterday.
Well, they do, but you know, for the most part, no. Mm-hmm. No, I'm expecting. I would be disappointed if they agree with me all.
Okay, I'm excited.
I
kind
of like that.
Hey, what they have to say later in the show. Jimmy and Richburg is up. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jimmy, what's up?
Jimmy?
All right, so first of all, Joe, I'm kind of with you. I want to run the ball. Okay.
See, that's my kind of guy, Jimmy. Run the ball. I've got a Hugh over here trying to air it out like Don Coryell.
I understand the knowledge of my man, Hugh Douglas. Okay.
It's Air Douglas.
Air Douglas.
But I'm thinking, let's start running the ball. I mean, we got that big offensive line. Let's punch guys in the mouth.
That's right.
Let's move the ball forward. And then if it doesn't work out, then it comes to coaching. Then we figure it out.
See, Jimmy
then
gets it, Hugh. This
I
is
get
a football
Jimmy,
guy.
A football guy.
You're just trying to you're running gun and Air Coryell Douglas
that's
over
what
here.
I'm doing.
You just want to throw the ball around the yard. We're trying to run the football, Jimmy, and control the clock.
Dude, I want to push it. I want to push it forward as much as we can. And if it doesn't work, and I think I got belief in Saquon. You know what? The Brian Dawkins thing this week, yesterday, was awesome. That exhale. This cat has not exhaled. He's not done yet. That's what I believe.
Jimmy, I agree. I know he's had a busy offseason, and Hugh points it out, and it's true, right? He's been around. He's doing all that. But I think there's more. As long as he stays healthy, there's more great football left in him, Jimmy. I'm with you on that. Jimmy, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? Let's get you a prize here. What video game is he talking about?
I have no idea. I don't know video games, but I was thinking like the last Starfighter.
That's not a bad guess.
You know what? I appreciate people that aren't big gamers. Jimmy, appreciate it. Good call. Not it. But at least giving a guess.
Yeah, the last Starfighter is not a bad guess.
Mm. Do you feel like we're getting close to giving this away?
I think that is a Nintendo game. Okay. The last Starfighter was. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. No. Okay. They're probably not going to get it.
They're not going to get it.
No, they probably
We don't get to go home until we give away the gift for Hughes Clues.
We have to do something because they probably not going to get it.
I'm just saying that those are the rules. When the show starts, we're not allowed to leave until we give this away. We got a great prize to give away. All right, before we go any further with the phone calls, and I do want to bring someone on in particular that I see on the board here, but before we get to that, can we hear a couple things from yesterday at the Brian Dawkins golf outing? First, Brandon Graham, he was asked, and I asked him, about the list that Jalen Hurts was ranked fifth last week behind Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Lamar. Here's how BG responded to that.
When you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdog. So it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks. But we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy. And Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again. And when he's done, hopefully they're giving him his flowers because I don't expect him to this year. So it doesn't surprise me.
I didn't know how Brandon would respond. I mean, I didn't think he was going to go up there and rip, you know, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But, you know, I think it's an interesting perspective. Hey, we're going to keep it quiet. Like, the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. They don't have to respond to lists and rankings.
Nah.
They're champions.
Nah. And a lot of, like, here's the thing with what we do, Joe, and it's a truism, is that there's a lot of times, and it's unfortunate because we try to keep it fair and balanced. When we give our assessments of these players and have these conversations on a day-to-day basis. But there's a few pundits that they've went so far one way or the other where every time that you look at them and they talk about certain particular individuals because they were wrong about some of the stuff they said, that every time they say something, you look at them sideways. One of those individuals is Chris Sims. That's the guy because – and let me tell you why. It's not so much his analysis of Jalen. It's the fact that he begrudgingly at times had to walk back some statements that he's made about Jalen. So now anytime he says anything about Jalen, you always look at him with the side eye because it feels like – and I don't know this for sure, but initially it felt like he had an axe to grind. You know what I'm talking about, Joe. There are certain people that do what we do that there are times where it feels like it goes beyond sports and it becomes personal.
So, look, I don't know. Chris, I never met him. My guess, and I think you hit it there, I think he was dead wrong at the beginning. Before Hurts' first season had started, I don't know if you know this. I was all over this because I was here. You weren't here yet. You know, he didn't have him ranked as a top 40 quarterback in the NFL, and he was about to be a starter. So, like, if you're a starter... 32, you would think, is the worst. So he had him below backups before his first year as a starter.
So that's what happened. See, I believe this, since I've been doing this job. If I'm wrong, okay, let me pull that back, because I'm not going to say I'm wrong, because I'm very...
Oh, we were going to cut this audio?
No.
We almost had him.
But you know where I'm going with this.
When you're wrong.
When
on a daily basis, you're wrong.
When we have these conversations... We like to have fun and we laugh and giggle. Yeah. It doesn't feel personal. It just feels like a lot of times we're on different sides of things.
We're passionate.
And that's fine. We're passionate fans. But there are some people out there, man, it just feels like they have an agenda.
So you think he was thinking about that?
And I feel
Brandon?
Yes. I think that's what he was talking about. And again, a lot of times when we talk about quarterbacks, for a lot of people, there are certain molds that quarterbacks fit it, even for GMs, prototypical quarterback, the tall 6'3", you know, sometimes, you know, remember when Trevor Lawrence, Sunshine.
Yeah, he looks the part.
He looked the part.
He doesn't play the part.
Sunshine.
He hasn't played the part.
Everybody called him Sunshine because he was the big, tall kid with the blonde,
the flowing locks.
The prototype, and he's not been that guy.
He's not that good.
So a lot of people get caught up in that and what they feel the quarterback position is. But look at it like this. Look how the quarterback position has evolved in the last 20 years. Remember, a running quarterback was an anomaly. Remember back in the day? And a lot of people didn't know what to do with that. Now it's the staple.
I would argue the Jared Goff's now the anomaly. The statue quarterback, he's the rare one.
It's the staple because teams have figured out that, and especially when you talk about the way the game has evolved, more RPO in the game now than it has ever been. Because now you have another weapon at that position. So you have these guys that are entrenched in the old way of thinking of quarterback. Tom Brady is a phenomenal quarterback. Ain't too many Tom Brady's out there. So what do? You adapt to your environment. And a lot of people don't want to do that.
Well, and it just makes sense, right? Like if you can have a defender have to account for the quarterback in the pass game and run game, it just makes it harder on defenses. Also, we heard this yesterday. So this was on the afternoon show, and I thought it was a really interesting response, and it's one Vic Fangio agreed with just about a half hour ago when he did his press conference. So Jeremiah Trotter Sr. was on the afternoon show with Spike and with Jack at the time and asked about, you know, Jalen Carter, how great he is and how great he could be.
Here's how great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, he wasn't – I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was – on most people's boards, he was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit. For this kid, you know, so I'm excited about his future.
Hugh, when I heard that, I almost did a double take because think about how great already Jalen Carter is, right? He's probably already the best player at his position in the NFL, and for Trot to say he really doesn't even know what he's doing yet, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but that struck me. And then Vic Fangio agreed with it about a half hour ago.
Well, I remember in Georgia when I was there, Rusty Manziel was the resident college guy. And I remember he used to tell stories about Jalen. Like, he would get mad at practice because they would say he wouldn't practice hard. He wasn't practicing hard. And he'd just go beat the brakes off of everybody at practice. Couldn't nobody. He was a man among boys. So it doesn't surprise me that when you talk about just, like, raw physical talent, that he is where he is. Because that's what he's been doing. He's been whooping grown men's asses the whole last season. That's what he did. Probably, I don't know how much technique was involved with some of those ass whippings that he administered, but it was times where he would take over games.
Well, think about the Rams game at the end. He saved the season.
Yeah, and it's like to think, that's a scary thought, to think that somebody that has that much God-given raw talent hasn't even learned how to use technique yet, and he's still beasting cats.
So what's the ceiling? I mean, because the one thing he hasn't done yet, and it's only been 2 years, he hasn't really put up big sack numbers yet. How many sacks did he have last year? 8? How many sacks did Jalen Carter have last season?
Let me look it up.
I don't believe it was. They didn't have a double-digit sack, I don't believe, right? So whatever he had, and we know in the playoffs he had the huge sack on Stafford. You know, I'm looking at, like, Aaron Donald, we know, got up to the
4.5.
4.5. It's crazy.
Yeah. Only 4.5? Wow.
Yeah, but
and
see,
I know that's not the only way to determine how well he's playing.
I was about to say his contribution.
But
man,
what if he starts getting the sack numbers, too, along with everything else?
Well, now, see, this is what happens when you get to be in a defense for a while. And you can be as versatile as you are, you can start moving him around. But the problem is this, and it all depends on Ty, the white giraffe, the white
Ty
gorilla,
Robinson, the vanilla gorilla,
the vanilla gorilla. It all depends on what he can bring to the table. Because if he's playing with that nasty that I heard he could play with, now you have the ability. He can be almost like Karloftis for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a guy who came out, man, and he's a lot better than I thought he was. So he's a lot better.
Just to give a couple examples of pass rush and defensive tackles, John Randall and Warren Sapp didn't have double-digit sacks their third year. Like, so that day could be coming very soon where we start seeing, you know, 12, 14 sack seasons out of Jalen Carter. And it sounds like two guys that know what they're talking about think that he's got that in him. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt wants to, what does he want to do? He wants to argue about Trey Turner. Matt, you get to be first up. What's up, buddy?
Moment was too big.
Matt?
Crumbled.
Matt, I
crumbled
gave you the floor, Matt.
You hear me? You hear me?
We got you, Matt. What's up?
Listen, I think you guys give Trey Turner too much crap.
For what?
For his fielding.
For his fielding.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think it's a dumb thing to look at. I don't like.
You think the fielding of a shortstop is a dumb thing to look at? One of the most important positions on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at Derek Jeter.
He was a bad fielder.
9.7 career WAR.
He was a bad fielder.
Five World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced offensively. Trey is one of our best hitters in the lineup. You need him in the lineup. He's going to do us good every single day he's on the field, or at least try to. I think when you look at his fielding as a shortstop, yeah, he's going to – his fielding percentage, what, 975?
Yeah, we can't do the fielding percentage thing, Matt. I mean, come on. If he doesn't get to the ball, he doesn't get an error. That you realize, like, there's no error there, but he didn't get to the ball.
But when push comes to shove in a big situation, we've seen it before, Trey Turner can make what? Look at the Braves series. Double play he made it in the Braves series and NLDS when we won.
I'm not sure the point here.
But what about the one that cost him the game the other night?
Like he's a bad fielder, Matt. Like why are you so uncomfortable saying it?
I'm not uncomfortable saying it. I think it's one of those things that's it's not gonna make or break our run to World
Series. Well, you hope, Matt. You hope. I mean, just because Derek Jeter won the World Series, not playing great defense, he also played on a dynasty. Like he played with one of the greatest teams of all time. The Phillies aren't that, Matt. I mean, they're good, but he doesn't have that kind of talent around him where he can make up for it.
Look, I disagree with you. I think we do have the talent.
Phillies have the talent of the late 90s Yankees when Derek Jeter wasn't that good
I'm
of a
talent. Matt,
that's the example you gave. You said Derek Jeter wasn't a great fielder. He won. Derek Jeter played with all sorts of great players, and they had the best team. We have a good team, maybe a very good team. We don't have a team that's that deep that it can make up for defensive miscues all over the field.
Even in 2019, Nationals, Trey Turner. Won a World Series.
He was better than Matt. Matt, you don't see what I'm seeing at shortstop? You know the Dodgers didn't want him back because they didn't want him to play shortstop?
He was terrible at shortstop, but it's not like it's one of those things that if I think as the season goes on, he's gonna be better.
Why?
Who knows?
Matt, when do older shortstops get better at playing shortstop? I don't want to break your heart. It's going to get worse, buddy. This doesn't get better. 32-year-old shortstops that don't play well at shortstop don't get better. They get worse.
He's going to learn.
He's been in the major league since 2015.
Calm down, partner. He's a little young, man.
He's going to learn.
Lead a young cat alive.
Well, I'm trying to help him. I feel bad. This kid's head's in the clouds.
Listen. He is a player we need in our lineup, and I think...
Yeah, I know. They need him in center field. They need him in the outfield, not the shortstop.
See, that's where he's... All right, so...
Thank you.
We move him to center field. What do we do at the deadline? Do we trade Johan? Do we move Bryce back to right?
Johan? Who cares about Johan Rojas? Send him to the minor leagues.
Now you're being a bully.
I'm not being a bully.
You're a little bit.
He said what? He asked me, what do we do with Johan Rojas if we move straight to center? Johan Rojas, who cares?
Who would play shortstop? Brayton Stott?
Right now it'd probably be Sosa until Aiden Miller's ready.
Mundo Sosa isn't an everyday player, though.
Who's a better hitter, Sosa or Rojas?
Sosa. But Mundo Sosa isn't an everyday player.
And what do we have in center field, Matt? Like, what's a better team? Every day having Trey in the outfield and Sosa at shortstop, or what they're doing now?
I think for now, Trey stays at short, Johan in center, but I think at the deadline, you could possibly trade for a guy like Cedric Mullins.
Sure. I mean, they could, yeah. I mean, Matt.
Or bring Reese back.
Well, I would love that. Now you're speaking my language. Look, I don't think they're going to move Trey now. I think this is probably an offseason thing, but they should. I mean, he's not a good shortstop. I mean, it just feels like you're trying to pretend it won't be a big deal. That's what it feels like.
You know what I'm trying to do? Mm. I'm trying to protect my guy.
Why?
I trust in Trey Turner.
He can't play short.
I trust in him, and I think he's a pivotal role in the Phillies winning in a World Series.
Well, of course he is. I mean, he's one of their better players. I mean, that's the reality of their team.
And I think, you know, he won a World Series at shortstop.
That was 6 years ago, Matt. Like, let's go get Jimmy Rollins. He won a World Series at shortstop. Like, players age, they decline, they change. Like, Matt, because he won in 2019 means nothing to me today. It doesn't matter.
But I think he's a similar type of player still.
No, he's not. No, like, he's not a similar type of player. Yeah, he is a clearly different player than he was in 2019. He's 6 years older.
Yeah, but he's still batting the same.
He's not still batting the same, by the way. He's not, Matt. He's not the player he was a few years.
If he's not batting the same, he's not that much worse. He's still batting 300. Maybe not as much power, but still just as fast.
I would agree his speed is there. I would agree he hits similar average. He doesn't hit for as much power, and he's not as good defensively. Matt, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the video game? You sound like you might know this.
I didn't even hear the question. What's the question?
Trying to call you young, dog. He called you young.
I was trying to help him out.
He was here strictly to get on you about
that. I tried to help him out.
He sneaked this a little bit. Joe sneaked this.
I'm not sneaked this. I want to help the guy win a prize. Matt, give us a video game. Give us a video game.
Video game?
Mm-hmm.
God, not a huge video game. Halo 3.
Halo 3, Hugh.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
You just beat the poor little guy up, man.
Did I ask for him to call in?
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
No, he called in on a day we're talking about the Eagles and said, Joe's giving Trey Turner too much crap.
And he,
I didn't even say anything about Trey.
I said, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, but
you got it.
This is Kyle's fault.
You got a little pal.
This is Kyle's fault. He teed him up.
You got it, champ.
Tell me that 6 years ago with the Nationals. Give a crap.
Hey,
let's go get Larry Bowa to play shortstop. I mean, like, look, anyone that played shortstop before, roll them out there. They went to the shortstop before. All right, your phone calls the Eagles. I don't want to change the formula of offense. Hugh's now giggling here. Okay? Keep leaning on Saquon.
Hey, keep your head up, young fella. That's all I got to say.
I mean, what are we doing? All right, we also got to talk to Devin Caney.
Keep your head up.
We'll get her take on this and the Phillies who start a series tonight in Toronto. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness instead of them terrible gifts y'all was going to get him anyway. Get him some grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. They got Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many flavors to choose from to match Dad's every taste. Make the Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.